From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. With Americans set to elect the new president in 3 days, federal authorities are warning officials in New York, Texas, and Virginia about unspecified threats from Al-Qaeda around Election Day. Authorities sent notices to local and state officials to alert them to the new information. Meantime, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Speaking to a rally in Florida earlier Saturday, Trump repeated his promise to repeal Obamacare. He made the same announcement during the GOP weekly address Saturday.
I'll tell you what, our country has never been in a situation like it's in right now. Never been. So dishonest. It's a rigged system, folks. I've been saying it. It's a rigged system. And it begins with the media, because the media rigs it. The media rigs it.
A top surrogate for Hillary Clinton, President Obama, told voters in North Carolina Trump is uniquely unqualified to be president.
He is temperamentally unfit to be commander-in-chief. Listen, if you want to keep our military the greatest fighting force that the world has ever known, if you want America to stay strong and respected, then we can't have a commander-in-chief who suggests that it's okay to torture people, that suggests that we should ban entire religions from our country.
Hillary Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally in the polls. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found late Friday carrying a baby boy in Borno State by troops who were screening escapees from a Boko Haram base. The government has vowed to secure the release